back with the Friday edition of We Talk Live. I want to thank everyone for joining us for this last little piece here. We're going to get right down to it. We've got Bryce Sayas on the line. Are you still with us, Bryce Sayas?
Yeah, I'm here.
Saying your name right now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Have you checked the thread here on VNNforum.com?
Well, actually, I've been just doing stuff around the house. I have a cordless Skype phone,
right,
and I'm watching one of my kids, so I'm kind of not in front of the computer. Why? What happened?
Oh, no, it's just funny.
I'll definitely look at it after, though.
Right. Yeah, you should.
Uh-oh.
No, it's funny. You'll like it.
Okay.
But, yeah, apparently you have a cute-sounding voice. That's what I keep hearing. All right. But is that your kid I hear in the background?
Yes, one of them. I have a high schooler and I have a 5-year-old.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Good grief.
Hey, well, at least I have bread for the cause.
Bread for the cause.
Well.
Yeah, I know. That's a common criticism from women that's all the men folk are thinking about. But that's all the men folk are thinking about anyway. At least they're trying to be constructive about it.
Well, they make it sound like it's so terrible, you know, like, oh, God, you know, I see these posts like, well, I don't really want to have anything to do with kids, and you're sure as hell not getting me to have a kid, and stuff like that, like it's so awful.
As far as women posting and saying that?
Yeah, women say that, too.
Yeah, I think it might be young, though, don't you? You think it's young women? I always get that impression.
I don't know. I had one at 25, which to these day standards is fairly young. I mean, it's around the same age as my parents, who were maybe a couple years ahead of me.
Yeah.
But just the whole attitude of one said something like, I can't be bothered with a kid or something like that. And
yeah.
To me, that, I'm sorry, you know, I'm not going to make apologies. That goes against most of the, you know, I mean, if something's wrong with you or you have mental issues or something, then by all means, don't do it. But, you know, your average, healthy, you know, decent IQ, white person, you know, you want the future to be Idiocracy or worse?
Yeah, have you seen that film?
When I saw it, I was surprised that it was about the future.
Yeah, I was too. I did a quick little review on it on govnn.com. There's another one up there now that's really good. I can't for the life of me remember whose it was, but it was a good review. But my main criticism of it was, well, first of all, there were too many white people, and it was all couched in PC terms that were showing, you know, stupid white people are the problem because they're breeding. But yeah.
Oh, you mean like the beginning clip where
yes.
They have the trailer park moms and
yes.
And the rich yuppie couple saying it's not the right time, and you know, well, we're going to have fertility treatments and yeah.
That actor, that guy, that male actor is a gay Jew, by the way.
And the couple that were not having the kids, you're saying?
Yes.
Or you mean the star?
Yeah, the person playing the part of the man who was in that first scene of the couple not having kids.
Okay,
I can't remember his name, but he's a Jew and he's a homosexual. So.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
Well, I mean, perfect. This is Hollywood movies, you know.
Yeah.
Point out the ones that aren't gay Jews.
That's a really good point. I mean, you know, we have a gay Jew. Well, let's see, he just retired as the head of the Republican Party. But, yeah, any of you patriotard people out there who still have Republican on your voting card or even have a voting card still, the chairman of the RNC for the last few years has been a gay Jew.
Well, you know, the whole gay thing, I try not to think about it too much, but it's like, if you are, just shut up about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think that gets pounded on too much, too, the fag issues. And yeah, I know that they're part of the problem, too, but
don't you think that, like, it's not so much that they are, it's just how they act and how they have it in your face kind
of
deal?
Yeah, totally. Because people have, they're right about a couple things. People have always been gay. There always has been homosexuality, and it all depends on how the society handles it. And normally what they do is they heavily shun it because that's what's healthy for a society, because it's against nature.
Well, it's one thing to, you know, bash them all the time. It's another thing to promote it and shove it down your throat with this, you know, Laura has 3 mommies or whatever it is,
yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
Becky has 2 daddies and whatever.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be able to do that if it weren't for the Jews that ran the media that boosted them, because a strong gay presence in all pop culture is good for Jews.
If we don't know, though, if they keep it to themselves, we don't have to deal with it. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I don't care that people are gay. I mean, it's, I come from the...
I especially like tolerating things I don't know about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to put it. I'm especially tolerant of things I don't know about. And really, I mean, I like what Linder said on the subject. He said, you know what, if they can normalize homosexuality, think about that for a second. If they can make that a normal, okay, everyday thing, just homosexuality, God.
Well, not only that, but to go back to some other thing he said something like, you don't have to be perfect, okay? Like, you don't have to say, oh, I've never watched a dirty movie, or I've never used a silk scarf, or, you know, you don't have to be 100%, you know, goody-goody, but there are certain lines you don't cross.
Yeah, don't fuck little kids.
I wasn't going to say it.
Well, I think it bears repeating. I'm not sure, but it would seem that it bears repeating. You know?
Well, yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
You know, what was that saying somebody told me? Kinky is a feather and perverted is the whole bird.
I never heard that. It sounds like something out of the South, and I've never heard that. So.
It does. Yeah. I guess that's true. Just like somebody from the South recently said, that's as effed up as a soup sandwich or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I've definitely heard that.
Right. They have these analogies that are really kind of strange. But, yeah.
I mean,
there's a certain line you don't cross, and, you know, that's it. It's not tolerable.
Yeah. Well, speaking of patriotards, we were just I want to go out on a kind of a funny little story. It's not actually that funny, but it deals with a state representative from your – or from at least your state, this is Arizona. The story's out of Los Angeles. Okay, I see. But it's
okay,
an Arizona state rep who introduced a House Bill 2286 that would make it a felony to conduct, quote, vigilante operations along the U.S.-Mexico border. It's aimed at the Minutemen.
Yeah, yeah.
While armed. She's received death threats, apparently, through email. Who hasn't? Come on. The lawmaker, Kirsten Sinema, I believe is her name, told Phoenix News reporter Claudia Rivera that many of the emails are signed by people who claim to be members of the Minuteman vigilantes. I smell false flag death threats.
Wasn't Bernard Goetz the subway? Wasn't he a vigilante as well?
Oh, no. He was a Holocaust survivor. He wasn't
I know, but I'm just being sarcastic
at
the use of the word vigilante.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just one of those words, like, you know, that's
yeah,
one
it's
of those
a loaded
tag
term.
Words.
And so vigilante's one of the. There's a few of them. Vigilante's one. When you see bizarre and vile in the same story, you can bet your ass it's a Jew, right? And try it. Put me up to the test. I dare you. Go to Google News and put bizarre and vile in the same term. And if you don't get 4 out of 5. Like 4 out of 5 stories. If they're not Jews whining about anti-Semitism, I'll buy you lunch. Because bizarre and vile, for some reason, just seem to be those words that you always see. And as a matter of fact, I set up a Google search for that.
What is it, bizarre and file?
File.
Okay.
Vile and bizarre.
Oh, vile with a V. Okay,
yes.
Like violet. Okay.
Yeah. Vile and bizarre. And spew. They love that. Spew spout. Vile, bizarre. Those, I don't know. Maybe they've product tested these words, and they know it's like hate. They use hate as a this catch all term. I kid you not, Bryce says. I've seen a headline that says, and I quote, "Debate became hate Monday night."
That's
like,
not even like an original or creative line, you know, just because it rhymes.
It doesn't even make sense. It didn't. It wasn't supposed to rhyme. It just doesn't make sense. It was like hate.
Hate is not a noun. Hate is a verb.
No, hate is an adjective, a noun. Hate's
right.
Apparently, you know, but...
Hate's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it's never Israel bombing Lebanese kids, for God's sakes, but hate is everything else.
It can't be that, you know, white people are justifiably angry and resentful. It's just, we just woke up one day and went, I hate you guys for no reason.
Yeah, it's always like, it's the same thing with anti-Semitism. It's like this, I laugh hysterically, man. People look at me strange, because I'm just laughing my ass off reading, in a library I was reading about, It was a newspaper about resiliency of anti-Semitism and how it just mysteriously keeps popping up over the centuries. And God, where does this anti? It's just a social disease, is what it was.
Wait till they find out that pretty much a lot of people are, and that where you're going to find the ones who are actually or Semitophiliacs.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was just talking to a random guy. I'm conducting a kind of like an eBay transaction of some music equipment. And we were just making chit-chat while his computer was starting up. And he said that he was like a Mesoamerican anthropologist. And we were talking because I'm interested in anthropology. I asked him if he had seen Apocalypto by Mel Gibson. And he said that no, that he wanted to. And I said, it's really, really, really good. And if anyone's been listening to these broadcasts, you know that I'm a big Apocalypto fan, and he said, well, that's good. I expected that. Everything Mel Gibson does is good, especially when he drinks. And we're just making small talk. and he said that, yeah, everything Mel Gibson does is good, especially when he drinks.
Well, that was him testing you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and totally, and
it was like testing the water to see what your reaction.
And after collecting
myself. There's all these closet white nationalists out there.
You know what, and he's not even really a white nationalist, he's just like an old school engineer type, and he like, I thought it was hysterical, I told him about it, you know, and he wasn't.
Well, there are people out there who are annoyed by Jews who probably wouldn't identify as racialists or.
Yeah, that are Jew-wise, and you can do things like that.
Jews are annoying, yeah.
Yeah, 50 times a day you can do stuff like that. I would encourage anyone and everyone to try it, you know, and that's a...
My favorite is to go to the Arab deli coffee shop situation, and then, like...
oh, that's too easy.
Find one that has a TV that's, like, you know, blasting the news, make comments about, you know, God, this war is bullshit. Do we, you know, how many more people have to die for the state of Israel? And
yeah, watch them light up.
Right, they just look at you. They just look at you like you wouldn't, you know.
But overall,
they can't believe it.
Yeah, but overall, I would think that. Yeah, I did have a question from the. It might take us a little bit of a different direction here. That you would be uniquely qualified to speak on, and it's a question from Billy Bob. We know him from the forum.
Mm-hmm.
He says that I should ask you about white nationalist women's issues, if possible. For example, what she thinks a woman's role in the white nationalist movement should be. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but that's a pretty good question.
Well, that's a big question.
Yeah, it is a big question. So you could hit, like, one of many angles of it, and we'd be happy. So
I think a lot of it has to do with, like, what age you are. I think that, you know, in many cases in today's times, higher education is overrated. Not just for women, men too. As far as, you know, spending too much time in, like, getting liberal arts degrees and things like that, and that it would be much better to spend that time creating your own family and investing in that. Because a lot of times if you wait too long, then you won't be able to have kids, and you miss being young with your kid. And I definitely can say that I notice a difference being, you know, the age I am now and having a young kid versus the age that when I was younger. It was a lot easier.
Man or woman?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on a talk show right now.
Yeah.
I'm talking to a man on a talk show.
tell him I'm married and everything's cool. But that's a really good answer, and you are uniquely qualified to make that answer because your kids are so far apart age-wise. So,
right, I've had one at 35 and one at 25, and I can say that I don't regret having the one younger, and that it is harder when the longer you wait.
Wow, yeah, I imagine that. That's kind of the problem my wife and I are going through, and you know we're gonna have kids here in a minute, and we're in our low 30s, upper 20s, and it, you know, everything is more difficult. You notice from your friends and stuff that have kids already that are a little bit older. You don't bounce back like you did when you're in your 20s. You know, the 20s are for having kids.
I mean, and we have this big thing, and that's been bred into us in the white culture of, well, you have to have these CDs together, and you have to have IRAs, and you have to have so many degrees, and you have to be making X amount of dollars per year.
Yeah.
Do you think the Mexicans and blacks think about that when they get pregnant?
Yeah. Well, it's just
it just kind of happens.
Pregnant again.
Well, I mean, do you think they're thinking, you know, no, Jose, I don't have that IRA together yet.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's like you almost, and my parents even encouraged that to their own, you know, I'm sure they wish they wouldn't have, but they encouraged that. Both of our parents encouraged that. That no, you can wait. Go ahead, do college, do this, do that.
Well, it's different times now. It's different times now, and you can only get something for a dollar now that you can, you know, you could get that when you were young or in other times, like in the 50s and stuff.
Yeah.
Where you could play the college game, and you could expect, you know, not having all these outsourcing and all this other nonsense, that a white man was pretty much, if he had a decent education or a degree or whatever, his outlook and what he could expect to achieve was a lot better than how it is now.
Yeah, they make, it's almost like the expectations for people's lives, like when you're in your 20s, or at least it was like this for me in my 20s, I completely messed up expectations about, and it's all about what makes you happy. And you have to understand that, and this sounds really cheesy, but, you know, kids and stuff like that, that's why people have them, because it's natural, and they do make you happy.
I mean, not to say that it isn't a lot of work, and it's tiring and all that stuff, too.
It's the toughest job you'll ever love, right?
But, you know, it's something that, I mean, in a way, it makes you immortal, because if you don't have any kids, number one, when you get older and everything, who's going to love you? Who's going to help you out? I mean, in the past, it was like you'd have a lot of kids because it would carry on your farm, or, you know, you were speaking of your people having a farm, and they'd help you, you know, raise their farm and stuff like that.
I want you to tell.
I noticed that. You know, I noticed that we, like a couple Christmases ago, there were no kids running around and screaming and stuff, and it was really not fun.
All your bills for you.
Okay, wait. My old man is trying to inject himself into white nationalism here. He's saying that what you got to do is to find a man with a, well, he said it in a different way, but I'm saying that look for a man with resources.
Well, yeah, that's the woman.
He was encouraging the old gold digging way of the past.
Find a man to pay all your bills for you.
Basically, well, you know, them that has gets, and that was something Darwin would agree with, is that, you know, hey, if you can provide, you're likely to be able to get women and have a lot of kids and provide for them.
Oh, yeah, there's no secret about that, man. I mean,
now, how you get there, I don't know, whether you want to skip the whole liberal arts college nonsense and start a business or have a trade or buy real estate, whatever you do.
Let me tell you, you do want to skip the liberal arts college bullshit, and this is just wrapping one up. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. Read a book. Take that money. Get a backpack and go around Europe. Now, if you're going to do the sciences or something like that, by all means, do them. But because you have to, there is a base of knowledge there that you need to know about.
But see, this sense of that you have to have, like, millions of dollars in order to raise a kid.
Yeah, it's not
true. Or that, you know, you have to own whatever it is. No, that part is not true.
Especially if you get on welfare, and I encourage every white person to get on welfare. Why not?
Oh, I have no problem with that at all.
Yeah, get something back out of it. I mean, I'm not on welfare or anything, but
I mean, the way things are going now with, you know, the state, you know, pretty soon trying to start a draft. I mean, they want to kill my kids. Do I have any reservations at all about taking money from the government? No.
That's a really good way of putting it. You have to protect them from that, too, because they're going to be, you know, that one in high school is going to be 18 soon. And
sure.
And he might, you know, be thinking Marine Corps.
Well, no. Well, in his case, he's an asthmatic anyway, so that may help.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole idea of feeling that you have this weird sense of pride of, you know, I ain't taking no charity from nobody. We're proud and we don't do that. It's like that's given the premise that your government loves you and wants to help you. And, and your country has your best interests at heart, and you don't want to do things to hurt your country. You know, that's operating out of a framework that's long gone.
Yeah, the wars of the 20th century completely decimated my family. I'm the only person with my last name from our lineage. So you think I would feel bad about encouraging or taking welfare? No, not at all. Sometimes I joke, it's kind of a macabre joke, but I say my granddad got blown apart fighting his cousin in Germany, and all I got was this lousy AmeriCorps. But
I think of it this way. Whatever you can get from the government, I mean, to what they've become and to what they've done to our people, it's like a white people reparations.
It's a good way of putting it. I mean, that's how the blacks look at it. They look at it as reparations.
Hey, well, why should it only belong to them? We've been fucked over, too.
Yeah, we all in the same boat. I mean, as far as you know, you can... Well, like in my example with the family being completely decimated, or the males in the family being completely decimated by these lying Jew-led wars. Yeah.
Well, I would say that your family would deserve reparations for that from the government.
Well, yeah. I mean, under normal circumstances, that was that would be like a good thing, you know, that...
Well, had we the country we had whenever they died, you know,
but we
don't have that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I mean? It depends on what framework you're using for your morality and your belief system.
We didn't even have it then. I mean, if I wish my granddad would have known that they engineered Pearl Harbor, he wouldn't have signed up. You know, they didn't. But hey, the same Billy Bob also wanted me to follow up, and I guess I should have done that already. But he wanted to ask: should white nationalist women actively spread the message to other young women, or do you believe it's solely the parents or men's job? That's a good question. You know, or like, what do you think?
I don't think it should be limited to just one group spreading the message.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if a younger national or younger non-nationalist woman would be more or less receptive to a woman telling it to her.
Yeah, women don't trust each other. That's something that men don't know about women. They think that women are like you know, kind of cliquish. From the outside, it looks kind of cliquish, but man, women are very competitive with one another.
I think it depends on, you know, like if I'm talking to somebody 20 years old and I'm old enough to be their mother,
I don't think
they're looking at me in the same sense as if they're looking at somebody that they go to school with.
Yeah. My answer, I guess, and I wasn't being asked, but my answer would be that we all should lead by example. I think that not being in debt and like having working harder, whatever you're doing, being more talented and cultivating yourself and your family and
being healthy
like, and happy,
you know, not letting yourself become 300 pounds and,
that's right,
you know, staying away from sitting on the couch, being an ultra consumer and stuff like that.
Yeah, set yourself apart. That would be my
not being so worried about being accepted by whatever group, whether that be, you know, girlfriends in college or school, or whether, you know, to think for yourself.
Yeah.
But as far as, I'm not really sure if he's trying to pin me down to this question because
he thinks
that it's a bad idea or...
No, he just thinks you're qualified to speak on it. And
well, I guess that answers itself then, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
That, you know, I mean, I don't think the same as when I was 20 years old.
Well, it doesn't answer it itself. I think you answered it pretty well.
Well, if you think that I'm qualified to speak about it, then maybe I'm qualified to speak for it.
Yeah, I mean, women have a unique experience, I'll say that.
I'm a lot different than I was when I was 20 years old. I'm 40 now.
Yeah.
I've lived a life. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say that when I was that young I knew anything.
Yeah.
And I still am learning a lot of stuff, but I mean, there's regular stuff about life you cannot miss by the time you're this age.
And part of that is having children, you would say?
Of course.
Yeah. I agree. I think I don't have any children, and we're changing that, but...
Is this the goodnight music in the background?
Yes, it is. You like it?
I thought we were going to get another person on.
I thought we were too, but we're not.
Oh, well.
I think you did an outstanding job. I appreciate you calling in. Otherwise, it would have been, you know, me reading the news.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I enjoy your show, and I think your posts and your shows are fascinating to listen to.
Really?
And I even posted a little tribute to you in the free talk section.
Oh, sweet.
A little pat on the head about how good you were.
Oh, thanks. See, I need that because, like, you know, I don't even listen to myself. because
I know.
It's dangerous.
I know how that is. It makes you cringe.
Yeah, it makes you cringe, and then I don't want to do it anymore. But instead of not wanting to do it anymore, and yes, Billy Bob says great answers from Bryce Sayas, and I agree. Thank you so much for
Billy Bob is cool.
Billy Bob
is cool. When I snooped up on his profile, I couldn't believe that he was, you know, well older than me. I'm not going to say his age, but I thought, you know, he was around my age. He's hip. and he's a good guy.
We're all hip, and we are the good guys.
That's
this
right.
is Dietrich on this Friday edition of Free Talk Live. This has been Dietrich. We've had some interesting guests tonight, and I'm glad they all joined us. And I'm glad you let me get through the news finally. I appreciate that. And so now let's go read the forum at vnnforum.com. And I think there's some funny stuff in there you're going to get a kick out of. But my blog is theseus.wordpress.com. I'll be posting the show notes in mere moments, and this archive should be up in the morning.
Good night, Theseus. Thanks for having me on.
Good night. And thank you for having me on. Have a good night. Have a wonderful weekend.